Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli, well known for his gently swinging guitar playing and smooth vocals. His charm and humor and the evocative quality of the songs make him a joy to listen to.
I have a lot to live up to in the next hour.
You know, I had to put in evocative. I just looked up that word today.
It's very good. Any words with... You have two V's in that word, so that's good. I like
it. It really applies. Well, how are you? I haven't seen you since Tanglewood. It's 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, we worked up there with...
Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock made a great night up there.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I hope we can get something going where we're on the same bill again sometime.
You bet.
Would be terrific.
Sure.
Well, without further ado, it would be really nice to hear you play, and it's wonderful that you have your brother Martin Pizzarelli on bass. That's going to make it extra special.
I thought we would do Ira and George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm.
That's the perfect piece.
Great. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him at my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
Anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
You know, that sounds so wonderful, and I'm wondering how much practicing you do to get that coordination between guitar and voice. And does that take a lot of working out?
Yeah, I just did it because I heard Slam Stewart and George Benson when I was about 20 years old working with my dad, and just sort of did it because he did it. And I figured, well, their notes are there, so I'll just sing along with them. I knew what I was going to play, so.
Well, and I guess it doesn't hurt having such a great guitarist for a father, and you'd be hearing him all the time.
And that would be... No, yes, I know. Yeah, he's... He guided me to all these little things that I ended up doing, you know. So when I would play with him, we'd play duets, and on certain songs that I would sing on, he'd say, well, you got to do that singing and playing thing. So, you know, it just sort of evolved over the years that I would do it on certain songs, and he'd always point me into the direction of that, you know.
Well, you know, Well, of course, you don't know because you weren't even born. But I met your dad, Bucky Pizzarelli, in case anyone's saying, who? in the 50s, you know, he used to just walk into the Hickory House with his guitar and just open up the case. I mean, I guess it was sort of known that I liked to have people sit in, and that was practically every night that he would come over there.
Well, he so enjoys playing the guitar no matter where he's playing. You know, he'll go, and I feel the same way. I mean, I've even played, gone to the bar in the corner where I live and taken the trio down just to play for them on you know, if we were around and I could get a piano and we'll come in and we'll play. And my dad's the same way. You know, he loves to play, sit in with people. He'll play all night. It's never about, oh, if the gig is 10 to 2, he'll play to 4 if he feels like it.
It's great to have that attitude because so many people don't. It is like the gig starts at 8 and people are looking at their watches and, you know, because obviously you all love to play and I do too. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And it's great.
You know, that's you know, it's such a, it's a great thing to be able to play an instrument as it is, and I just love the joy that it brings people. So, you know, when somebody is, we've played in gigs, and there was one time in Italy with my dad, and Martin was there too, where we were playing outside during the Umbria Jazz Festival. They took us to some restaurant to play at outside of town. We played a little concert, and some guy got there late because he was coming a million miles away on the other side of Italy to see Bucky Pizzarelli. Oh, sì, grazie, and all this. And he was late. And we said, well, you're not, no problem. We sat down and played at his table just with the just acoustic guitars for about 45 minutes while he ate food. We just sat there. Well, we'll play for everybody left, and we played for him, you know.
Oh.
You can't let you can't not play for a guy, you know, when he comes all that way, you know.
Well, it gives me a great feeling to know that you do that because it's what music is. Music is to be played, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you certainly do play it. Well, what's another tune you and Martin could do?
We thought we'd do something from our new album, Let There Be Love. It's an Irving Berlin song.
You know, that album is so good. And are you sort of trying for a new thing that it seems to me they're all kind of soft, torchy ballads on that tune?
Yeah, we wanted to make we made sort of a love record. It's got that kind of feeling, just like what this show is about, getting together and playing. And we even had our drummer Tony Tedesco played brushes on a phone book for the record as opposed to on a set, so it sounded like we were just sitting around in the living room playing songs like you do here. You know, we make a little list and let's play these songs, you know.
Oh, I think that's nice. I remember doing a date with Joe Morello in somebody's house, or we were doing the same thing, having a jam session in somebody's house, and he had brushes but nothing to play on, so somebody brought down a hat box.
Oh, that's a great idea, yeah.
Oh, it sounded great. It was better than the drums.
Well, my dad made a record with his trio, with Tony Monti and Ryan Aspo. There was the Pierre Trio, and in the middle 70s, and Butch Miles sang with them and played brushes on a mic box, and they put the mic in the box. And he just played on the box, so that was another one. There's a couple of good ideas there.
Man, they're all writing down these ideas. We better stop.
That's
giving,
right.
Giving everybody
get a chance to patent them.
Well, let's see what's coming up.
We're gonna play. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Wasn't that from an Astaire?
I think
Rogers
it's one of those
movie?
One of those movies. I heard it on. There's a Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald record of it. So.
Oh, that must have been fun. I think I might have heard that.
Yeah.
Well.
Here you go.
Wail away.
You got it.
I've been a Roman Romeo, my Juliets have been many, but now my Roman days have gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you. Saving all my love for one baby. Oh, Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount I saved up in my love account, honey, and I've decided love divided in two I won't do so. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you. Yeah.
That's a terrific tune, and for some reason or other, you don't hear that much of it. And I'm amazed, like Irving Berlin, he's got so many tunes of different kinds, like that kind of tune, and then these gorgeous ballads. Like
How Deep Is the Ocean?
Alone, All Alone by the Telephone. I love that tune. And you could go on playing Irving Berlin for about 6 weeks without stopping, probably.
There's a great one called I Used to Be Colorblind.
Oh, yeah,
Tony
I love
Bennett
that
made
one.
A great record of that. And then there's God Bless America and Easter Parade.
And Alexander's Ragtime Band. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, the scope.
Yeah,
we always
think of it as the Irving Berlin Corporation. There were seven Irving Berlins.
So they had
They had the novelty guy. They had the sensitive guy. It's amazing how it all. And What'll I Do?
Oh, we love that one.
Yeah.
Well, when you were a kid, I guess you learned all these tunes from hearing your father play them.
I learned a lot of them from hearing my dad and George Barnes play together. And
George Barnes.
And then I think, honestly, from around the early 80s, I was involved in a radio show with Jonathan Schwartz and Tony Monti here in New York and would hear all these songs on these radio shows. There'd be live music and also records played. So if I didn't hear my father play it, I'd never listen to any other records at home. So when I did these radio shows through the 80s, I was hearing all these records for the first time.
And you just sort of learned them by osmosis.
Yeah, and a lot of times I learned them out of fear. You know, I mean, I'd be on a gig. I did a gig with my father for Jack Kleinsinger at the Highlights and Jazz 20 years ago. And Zoot Sims was the special guest, and we were backstage, and my father had our 20 minutes worked out, and then Zoot was going to play with us, so he said, Zoot, what are you going to play? And he said, well, Stop of the Savoy, and I'm going to do Ghost of a Chance and two others that I knew, and my eyebrows went up, and I said to my father, I don't know Ghost of a Chance. Ask him about Ghost of a Chance. Okay, Zoot, why don't we try Ghost of a Chance? Let's try it. So we were sitting there playing. And Jack got in a fist fight with somebody right behind us, so you didn't want this one guy in the dressing room. And they started having an actual fist fight. And we're going, playing Ghost of a Chance to a fist fight. And nobody wanted to stop because we had 5 minutes before we were going to go on stage.
Oh, my God.
And so you had to open your ears up, you know. these changes through the punches. You know?
I never heard that before, learning tunes out of fear. But that's a very good idea because I used to do some things at the Eastman School with up-and-coming piano players, and that was the biggest thing, to tell them to learn tunes.
Yeah. Well, I've said to on clinics, guys always come in with the real book all the time, and I say, well, here's what you do with the real book. You go to the first page, and you learn the song, and you rip the page out, and you throw it away, and you go through the whole book, and at the end, you got a great binder. And put all the songs in your brain because they're so want to bring that book on the gig with them all the time. And
isn't that terrible?
Well, it's just the way things. It's good that they have them, can make this, find the songs. But I keep saying, you're better off going on a gig with a guy who knows all the tunes and you don't know any, and let him pound them out for you. My father would sit and he'd say, "We're going to do Isn't It Romantic?" And he'd say, and he just wouldn't play any chords. He'd just keep playing the melody. And every once in a while, and then if I didn't know it, he'd go. Play it louder.
Play it or else.
Right.
Oh, God.
And then but you learn the harmonies then. Then you see how the harmonies fall around. Then next time he starts playing the melody, you sort of see where it's going. Oh, I see. It's sort of like that, you know. You start to sense how it is.
It's funny. I learned a lot of mine from the BBC because they played everything that was coming out of America.
I learned from the DAD.
And he was a good teacher. Well, then you never did have any actual, quote, formal school study.
No. As formal as I got was put on a tux for the Pierre Hotel. So that was the big deal. I mean, I literally knew 12 songs. We did 8 weeks in 1980, and I knew about 12 songs at the beginning. Four of them were Honeysuckle Rose. And by the end of the gig, I knew a lot more songs.
You could play them in different keys.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot more to come with John Pizzarelli. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Well, you know, it would be fun to do another tune. What could we do that I can sort of diddle around on this?
Right. Well, I like They Can't Take That Away From Me. George Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From
That's
Me.
That's a good one.
And I'll play the verse just for laughs.
Great.
All right.
And I'll learn it.
Great.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. I know they can't take that away from me. I know they can't take that away from me.
bare road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away. Oh, they can't take that away. They can't take that away from me.
Well, it's a perfect tempo for that, you know, just nicely.
Oh, thanks.
Nicely swings.
I was laughing at the beginning almost during my vocal because we have... it's another thing because we work together so often, Martin and I, that there's some changes in things that we play, and so I always sort of give him the look like, well, let's try and play the regular changes that we normally play at the beginning. And he was looking at me like, we didn't talk about it. You know that look on his face.
I think it all went by.
It was great. No, it was wonderful. He gets into that... where it goes always da 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 da.
Yes.
You know, and then da. George Van Epps played a great guitar solo on it on a record called Mellow Guitar, and there's all these changes that go flying by, and you know, you keep it gets incorporated into how you play it as a group, and then you want to play it as a song sometimes just to play it. You don't want to throw grenades at anybody, you know, like, here's a big one.
No, but that's perfect. And I have that record by George Van Epps. He must have been one of your people that you liked a lot.
Yeah, it's like the Art Tatum almost of the guitar, harmonically, because there's so many great ideas, you know, when he plays all the... That's sort of like Hank Van Epps, the way I just played it, but the... there's such a great approach, and with the seventh string, with the low A, you have all those. You got D flat, and E flat as a bass note all the time. So there's some great ideas you can work into on the guitar. You know, you have more key opportunity. You can play D flat and B and things like that.
I know, it just makes it more full and sounding, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what about you? Must like, for instance, Les Paul.
Oh, yeah. I love Les Paul.
In fact, I think the tune that he does is on your record, Just One More Chance.
Yeah. My father has been, sometimes when Les wasn't feeling so well, my father would fill in for him at the Iridium. And then some nights, my father actually plays with him at the Iridium, where he holds forth on Monday nights.
Oh, that must really be fun. Well, I've been down there.
Yeah, and they've come in, you know, my father will come home and he said, we got to do that Just One More Chance, you know. So we put that on the record, and he loves that, you know. It just...
Oh, he really does. Sound. In fact, we had him on Piano Jazz, and he played that tune.
It's great.
And in fact, I went down there I guess I would only go to the Iridium to hear him and sit in and play that piano with my back to the audience,
right.
Which is fine. Played that tune, and the big grin comes over his face when he plays that.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of playing at the Iridium, I think we'd love to hear you play a number. Let's put all the pressure on you for a change. Martin and I will get to relax and hear you play something. What do you like?
Well, I like all those tunes we talked about, like millions of tunes, but I guess I'm going to be a ham and play one of my own tunes.
Great.
Just and this one actually was written years ago, and the only person I can think of who's recorded this tune is Ted Heath.
Oh.
Were you actually born?
No, but I'm familiar with Ted Heath.
So it's kind of a nice tune. It's called Castles in the Sand. Or if you prefer, castles in the sand.
Castles. Thank you. That was terrific. We enjoyed that tremendously, Martin.
I'm glad you did. You know, it's funny. I wrote that a long time ago, and I would really like to play it more. You know how you kind of, I do, I don't know if you do, get in the habit of sort of playing the same 10 tunes.
There's certain ones that we always play,
Yeah.
And you have only a certain amount of slots that you have available for, like, change, and at least in our act, the way we do it. And
yeah.
So we frequently find ourselves not playing certain songs that we'd love to play more.
Yeah, well, it's because you're doing a show. That's what
right.
It is.
Yes.
Well, we'll have more in a minute. My guest is John Pizzarelli with bassist Martin Pizzarelli. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. Well, you know what? We should do another collective tune, I guess, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
It's such fun getting... I don't often get to play with, like, guitar and bass, maybe one or the other.
How about Avalon? Travel on to Avalon? Is that
okay.
A good one? In the
That's
key
cool.
of C7?
That's cool. I can play that.
There you go.
I used to play that with Benny Goodman, if you could believe. I was once with Benny Goodman. Oh, that's another story, but... He didn't like the way I played the tune, so maybe I've improved by this time.
We'll get him back right now.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I found my love in Avalon, beside the bay. Left my love in Avalon, and I sailed away. Dream of her. So I guess I'll travel on to Avalon. Beside the bay, left my love in Avalon, and I sailed away. Dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn.
yes, I travel on. I'm gonna travel on to Avalon.
The way you play that thing, it sounds great. So many people play that tune, and it's not as good as it sounded just then. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's nice.
You know, it's an old tune, and it has to be the right tempo, and it just has to have that amount of bounce and stuff to it, doesn't it, to come off?
Yeah, it's a good. It's a good rhythm tune. It's a nice. It's right in that sort of Bucky Pizzarelli wheelhouse. You know, he likes that kind of. You know, gets that thing going, you know.
He does. Oh, that's where you got it, of course.
Yeah.
Well, who are some of your other, besides your father, who are some of your other favorite guitar players?
I liked everybody who came around. I think a lot of this joy for music comes from my father's uncles. There was Bobby Dominick and Peter Dominick. They were his mother's brothers, and Bobby Dominick was the younger brother, and he played with all the bands. He played with the... Bob Chester and a couple of other ones. I can't, of course, what, Clyde McCoy. Was
oh, really?
And so we'd come in off the road, and they all played like that. Sunday afternoon at our house was always, you know, somebody was always going, you know, and that was the ballad, you know, that was on Sunday. So there's all that sound. And but I love Tal Farlow and Joe Pass and Oscar Moore and George Barnes and George Van Epps. And
Tal Farlow, wow.
You know, got to see him play with that big hand of his.
Yeah.
And just amazing guitar player. So all the guys that I've run into over the years have just, everybody's given me something. And Zoot Sims was a good friend of the family. So to hear that tenor saxophone sound and to hear that drive and to be on the stage and a couple of times with that sound and that man, you know, was just so exciting. And,
yeah, I remember having that experience too, going down to the Half Note and being asked to sit in with Zoot, and I think John Bunch was the piano player, so he got off and I played. And the next thing I knew, the club was empty and it was light.
Right.
You know? That's how long we played and had such a ball. And you know, I know the feeling as well as you do.
There's something... It's so magical. Actually, we had a time when Zoot used to come over the day after Christmas a lot. A couple of number of years, it was always the 26th, was Zoot Sims Day at our house. It's Boxing Day, I think, in
Boxing
Canada.
Boxing Day in England, yes,
in England,
right.
It was Zoot Sims Day in the Pizzarelli household. And one year he came and he played my sister's clarinet. She had a band clarinet, you know. And
yeah.
He said, let's play something. And he took out her clarinet and played. And that was one of the first times Martin was playing the bass. So
it must have been a great day.
All that kind of, you know, playing songs. And it was that kind of feeling, you know. You just wanted to always go on, let the light sun come up and keep playing, you know.
Wow. Well, keep playing. More music.
Sure.
Do a song, you and Martin.
I picked Jimmy Van Heusen's Deep in a Dream because it was the first song I heard my father play on a record. He had performed it on the old Tonight Show, and they gave him a record of it, so he would, as opposed to giving, now they give you a cassette or something or a CD of the show, and
yeah,
those
right.
days they gave him an actual record, which sounds like this now, but I always liked hearing him play Deep in a Dream, so I thought we'd play that.
Play, I'll
great.
Listen.
Great. Thank you.
You know, that's such a wonderful tune. And I remember learning that thing, I think, when I was in my late teens. I mean, that tune has been around a long time. And then, of course, Frank Sinatra recorded it, didn't he?
It's on Wee Small Hours, I think. It's a great record with all those great Nelson Riddle arrangements.
Is that a wonderful record?
Speaking of learning chords, there's a lot of great chords on that record. You know, you can hear some great harmonies that you can lift from that record.
Like the, I can't think of the tune now, I'll think of it in a minute, but what I was thinking of was how you got to play, be the opening act for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, we did five cities, I think, in Germany, and then we did another 12 or 16 concerts in the States.
How long ago was that?
93, one of the last tours that he did. And it was amazing, you know, talk about hearing those arrangements. You know, every night we'd finish, we'd come out and play with the band, and then our rhythm section would leave, and I'd leave, and Sinatra would come out, they'd put in his rhythm section, and the joint would romp, you know, hearing World on a String, and One for My Baby, and Tears Out to Dry, and all these great songs, and the orchestra live every night, and 10,000 people in Germany somewhere, or 7,000 at Chastain Park in Atlanta. It was just amazing.
Gee, you lucky guys. I mean, I went to see him a few times, but being in the audience, it's a different thing. I mean, you were part of the act almost. But he was amazing. I mean, even up to the last times that he performed, it was wonderful.
We had an opportunity. We got into Atlanta for an outdoor concert at Chastain Park a day early, and he rehearsed the band. And there were six of us sitting just out in the audience watching the rehearsal. And that particular day, he looked like he was going to be real grumpy and cause trouble. And then all of a sudden, band started to play, and he sang. He did 25 minutes of just flawless singing with the band and the strings, and we were crying. It was just like we got this private concert. We were sitting eating cold pizza, watching Frank Sinatra going, well, how good is this, you know?
You lucky guys. Can I touch you?
Yeah, right.
No, really, that's really very special. Well, there's a lot more coming up. I'm Marion McPartland, and my guest is John Pizzarelli with bassist Martin Pizzarelli. Now I'm thinking of more songs that he did, of Harold Arlen songs, Last Night When We Were Young. He did Paper Moon, didn't he?
Yep. That's on Swing and Session, I think.
Why don't you do that one?
Paper Moon?
Yeah.
Sure. Only if you play it with us.
Well, okay. Says she, dying to play at all times. Okay.
I want to be.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
But would it be make-believe if you believed in me? It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But would it be make-believe if you believed in me? Well, without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me, yeah.
A melody played on a penny arcade. It's Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. If you believed, if you believed in me.
Boy, that thing was just right in the groove.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Just in the pocket.
Yep. We got them all going today. So we need about 8 more and we got a record.
Right. That's it's true.
That's what my father
That's
always
true.
Says.
I'm just thinking of people I've talked to who listen to the show, you know, and thinking of different people who do it, like somebody is in their living room sewing and somebody's out in the shop woodworking and they're all listening to the show. You know, mm-hmm. They're going to be swinging away listening to that.
That's right.
Oh, man, that is really a good feeling.
Actually, you know what I find wonderful is that as we go around the United States, you know, and I know now after this airs, it's amazing every little corner of the United States and even with your show, the world, where somebody will say, you know, I heard you. Heard that piece on Piano Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
It was so wonderful. I mean, people coming up to me saying, your father was on, it was so great. And you'll be in, you know, Des Moines, Iowa, or you're in, you know, Ames, Iowa, or, you know, somewhere in Arizona. And just these wonderful places. There's all those people you're talking about, sewing, or they're, you know, getting ready for dinner, or they're doing something, you know. It's it's great to know how far-reaching the music
somebody
is.
Somebody said something so funny, or actually people have said this a few times. You were in bed with me last night. Oh, really?
Right.
Well, I guess it's when the show comes on at that particular time, you know. But I mean, from that comment and all kinds of other ones. It's nice to know you're being listened to. It's a good feeling.
Oh,
you
sure.
Have it too. Well, this has been, and it's just a wonderful time talking to you, John, and hearing you guys play and sing. It's just wonderful. It has such a great, happy feeling to it, and I think that's what people love.
Thank you so much, and it's an honor to have been part of one of the best shows on radio with you, and to play music and talk about everything we know about.
Boy, I'm lucky, really. 21 years and no end in sight. So it's really nice, and thank you for coming over and being with me for the show.
Thanks for having us.
Now, what can we wind up with in a glorious, splendid ending?
Well, I think it's always the song I always end up calling is Route 66, because I was a great admirer of Bobby Troup and Julie London. And, this is sort of such a great song, and Nat King Cole. Everything's sort of involved in this song, and it's blues changes, so it's a great one to play.
Can't go wrong with this one.
Yeah. One, two, one, two, three. If you ever plan to move to West, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City. Looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah, go.
To this timely tip, yeah. When you make that California trip, yeah. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. I said, get your kicks. I get your kicks. A da ba da 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 da
Thanks for coming, both of you, John and Martin. I've had a lovely time with you guys.
Thank you very much. And we'd like to tell you you're an official Italian now, having played with all the Pizzarellis. You're actually a family member.
That's true. I am. I'm a family member. Margaret Marion Pizzarelli.
You've just heard Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest, guitarist John Pizzarelli, and his brother, bassist Martin Pizzarelli, in a program which originally aired in 2001. Join us each week at this time as we bring you outstanding programs from the Piano Jazz Archives. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Anthony Rotolo, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager Audrey Shiflett, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. You can learn more about the artists and music on our program on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for this episode's original production was provided by the Baldwin Piano Company, Borders Books and Music, and Hilton Head Island, South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.